This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from EAA AirAventure 2016 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We're with David Meske. He's with Innova Aerospace, and we're talking about taking old King Airs and making them new again, David.
Yes, we're here. We've got an A90 that we've actually put GEH80 engines on and the AirView integrated flight deck. Our focus is really on aircraft modernization and performance enhancement. And today we're actually showing two aircraft. We've got the A90, like I said, with the H80s and the AirView, and we have another C90A that has the AirView integrated flight deck in it.
Okay, well, tell us about the engines. What are the advantages?
So the GE H80 engines, you know, the 800 horsepower engine, it actually has a 4,000-hour TBO. There's no hot section inspection, no recurrent fuel nozzle inspection. So you save, there's a pretty big cost savings there as far as ownership. And then also performance-wise, we're expecting at least 10% increase on performance over the current 135As.
Okay, well, the flight deck doesn't look anything like when this one rolled out of the factory in the 1960s. Tell us about the panel and the advantages of the AirView panel.
Yeah, so the AirView integrated flight deck is an awesome all-glass cockpit. It's going to give you dual WAS, ADS-B, really everything that you can want and bring value to the aircraft. You know, we found that these older models really are just snowflakes. You never kind of knew what you were getting when you got inside of one. So this is kind of standardizing that fleet, and you know, with us doing the 90, we're also working with Benedict King on the 200, so there's kind of a standard fleet going there.
When's their availability, and what do you see the market as?
So the H80s, right now, availability is current for the straight C90 and the E90, and for AirView and the rest of the series for the H80s, we're expecting here Q4 of this year. Market-wise, you know, we think that there's a lot of people out there who own these aircraft who really love their aircraft and would rather upgrade it and modernize it to bring it more up to date, give them the performance, the cost savings in overall ownership, instead of going out and buying a brand new aircraft.
Russ Niles reporting from EAA AirVenture 2016 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.